7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Let's go. The current time is, of course, 19:30 UTC, and that means you're listening to another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and welcome to The Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of The Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm just sitting here in front of my synthesizer again today because it's really windy outside. It's nice and warm, but once again, it's kind of windy, so we're going to stay indoors today, at least for a while. I might go out later. But the topic of today's adventure, for lack of a better word, is synth. What I did to the synth last night. And I don't understand if it's on or not. Did I unplug it? Okay, well, here's the deal. You may remember that yesterday I had an idea where we were gonna VCA some modulation. And we didn't get around to it. And then there was something else I thought about, but I don't remember. Can't remember a damn thing. So basically the idea was to take an offset voltage, run it through the VCA, so that we can modulate it, and then run it into the modeling synth to affect our little, you know, pops and bobbles, these things. Because I really like this. You can take these pops, and by turning this knob a little bit, you can make it go wacky. So I thought, okay, that's what I want to do. This is the whole point of this, is we can run the offset through the VCA, and then modulate that instead of having to turn the knob. So there's me turning the knob, and I was thinking, okay, how do we automate this process? Well, that's how. What I have already described. Take an offset, put it into a VCA, send the output into where you want it to do the thing, which is right there, and then modulate it. Okay. So what does that sound like? Well, we need to switch over to a different thingy. Let's go with this one. Okay. No effect. Let's turn this off. Take the bass down. And now I can't figure out why this isn't working. It was working last night. Is everything still plugged in? Yes. We've got the modulation coming out. And it's going into here. And then this is going off to its, where it was supposed to be going, right? And this one, where is this one going? That one's going into the VCA. Okay. Well, it doesn't seem to work now. Which is fine. Because, now I'm confused. Why does this not work now? And this is fine, because, maybe we just need to... Okay, yeah, there it is. I forgot. Right before I went to bed, I turned this knob all the way down. Now the knob's turned all the way up. Yeah, anyway, so... this is what I had going. Make a long story short, this is what I had going last night, and I didn't quite like it. I didn't like the automation of the wonkiness, because it didn't get as wonky, but we can try to, let's wonky it up some more, let's try. Okay, yeah, so now it's pretty wonky. You know, we get the occasional normal pop, and then we get the whooshy-whooshy weirdness. But it's not quite the same effect as doing it manually. Let's listen to this for a while, and then I'm gonna pull the cord out, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, it's more better when I do it by hand. But at least the modulation is interesting. See, it's a lot wonkier there. Alright, let's pull the cable out. Let's do it by hand. See, I like that better. Don't get me wrong. This idea of controlling modulation with modulation is pretty tasty. Yeah, this is just a little bit too much. This isn't what I want. Let's go back to normal. And just do a quick knob twist. See, sounds better. It just works better. It sounds better when it's manual. So I'm going to unpatch this. That's not the right cable. Make sure when you are unpatching stuff, when you are still running live, that you are unpatching the correct thing. Okay, so I unpatched this, which means this needs to go back into... This is the right cord. This needs to go back into here. The reason that this is so confusing is that I had to split off some modulation to do that. So I used one of my little homemade splitters to take a channel out of the modulation machine. And then we ran that back into the VCA and did our thing. The modulation we were using was actually this. This boop 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 line. That rhythm boop 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 boop. That's controlling the runaway oscillator as well. That's one thing I need to sort of start getting in the mindset of, is splitting stuff. Hold on a second, we gotta stop this just right. 1, 2, 3, 4, and it. Yay, hopefully that worked. And I gotta get used to the idea of splitting stuff, sharing stuff like this, because this is how you really do tricky stuff. And I'm going to have to make some more splitters. I have all the parts to do so. Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I won't. I'm having kind of a strange day. I slept fairly well, and then I woke up and had like this weird sinus problem that made my guts get a little bit weird, and so everything was, I don't know, it was just wonky and weird. Sort of a strange way to start the morning. But, you know, I like strange, so I'm hip, Daddy. I am hip. So, what else happened last night? It was pretty close to midnight. I decided to try to rehearse, get some ideas for what I want to do, and so I did that. Hey, wait a second. This is the mix out, right? I want to try something. You know, my little thing that has offsets is also a mixer. And since I'm using the third offset, I wonder if I can get mixed signal too. But we're going to test something out here. But what I was going to say is, at about 11:30 or midnight last night, I sat down to practice the set, or whatever you want to call this. And I put the stopwatch in a more visible place. I really should put it right on top of the mixer. That's the smartest thing to do. But yeah, I managed to do like 15 minutes and 41 seconds. I ran over, but ending this thing is kind of takes a while. So there's no clean ending. Although last night, right before I fell asleep, I thought, what if we just went into what I'm calling... modulation lane channel, or modulation profile number 7. What if we just went into 7 and then just did a hard stop? You know, we could do that. That's a thing. What would that sound like? I don't know. We should probably try it. What else was I gonna do or say? I don't know. Just lost my train of thought. That's cool. Thank you. And what if we just stopped right there? Just a hard stop. Blonk. But first, I want to try something else. Let's get into a different thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, we don't want that one. We need this one. Okay. Now here's the experiment. We're gonna kill the pop, so we gotta bring up our up. And we gotta let the switch run. Change chords. So we're going to let this run for a second. And now, I'm going to turn the top knob of the offset mixer. Okay, this is interesting. Because this also acts as an offset mixer, it's automatically combining the offset from the first potentiometer with the offset of the third potentiometer. The second potentiometer and the third potentiometer of the offset machine are what's causing the chord changes. They're just offsets going into the quantizer when the sequential switch switches them in. So without turning the third knob, I can change the third chord with the first knob. That's what you're hearing here. Let's make it different. There's an octave. If we put it on attenuate, I sent it back down. Let's try a little bit more. Oh, I can't go below what it already is. Of course. All right, back to normal. It's kind of funny when it's way up high like that. And that reminds me of something else that I've been thinking about for the last couple days. Is this messed up now? Did this get messed up? Did my knee hit the thing? No, it's good. The other thing I was thinking about is, are we really married to these chords? Do we like these chords? Is it one, then to the fourth, then to the fifth? Can it be something more interesting? Well, we could go high on the first one and then go low. Yeah, no. Touchy. I don't think these were made for this type of precision. And by this type of precision, I mean, 1/12th of a volt. well, do I want to mess with this now? Not really. Go back to normal. Let's see. Where do I want this? That's good. Okay. Now let's test this, the hard stop. Let's get this going, pretend that we're playing, and then we'll switch over to profile 7 and we'll kill it. Let's see how that works out. We could do that. It's not very sexy, though. And now I need to sort of mess around with everything and see if we can get everything synced back up again. Is it possible? Maybe. It sounds kind of desperate, but I guess maybe that could work. And I could always make it do something else. We are not resynced up, but it doesn't matter. Let's just do it anyway. I guess it depends on where I end it, because that's kind of cool stopping it like that, but we're actually stopping it halfway through the bar. will anybody notice? Maybe, maybe not. Let's see, are we still synced up? Let's try this one more time. And go. Thank you. Yeah, it actually sounds better stopping it in the middle of the bar, doesn't it? Because we get that little extra sort of and then it just stops on the stutter. Okay. So we're going to call that the emergency stop technique, the emergency halt, in case I'm running over time and I'm then just noticing too late and whatever, and then I can just go, oh, we'll just crash stop. It's like a crash dive. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio, but now it's the end of the line. The end of the line for
this
me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.